to go to urgent care without it really being an urgent condition. My friend today is in the judgment zone because he had a little boo-boo on his foot and he immediately went to urgent care saying that it cost less for him to go there than his primary doctor. So is that justified to fill up the urgent care waiting room without it really being urgent?
I think it's justified. That's what they're there for. These clinics are there to ease that pressure of not enough doctors, too many patients.
See, now I don't know the etiquette of urgent care. I'm not too familiar. So this is perfect to bring it up in court. You tell me, because when the last experience that we had, my husband brought my daughter because she had an allergic reaction. At that point, we didn't know what it was, but she was like, I can't see straight. I'm sorry. She ended up passing out because she was waiting so long in the waiting room. Urgent care is for those individuals that it's not yet emergency room, but let's go to urgent care, but it's still serious. That's why it's called urgent. What's the definition of the word urgent?
So what do you say?
You're a jerk. I think he's a jerk. You can't be in the waiting room with a little boo-boo that you could totally wait the next day.
Justified because everybody's got their own threshold, right? What you think is bad for you may not be a big deal for someone else. Or something that you think is no big deal might be really, really, you know, a pressing, stressful, hurtful moment.
Oh, there's justified. Obvious. There's obvious between is it urgent or not. There really is an obvious line. I think you can draw in the sand whether it's urgent or not. And because you want to save a few bucks, now somebody else who really needs the medical attention has to sit longer in the waiting room. I think that makes you a jerk. So now you guys have to decide the final verdict in this case. To go to urgent care without it really being an urgent condition, what do you say?
Jerk.
And why is that?
I mean, you can actually wait, but you don't have to go right away.
Hi to Buzz. Go ahead.
Sandy, I believe the guy's a jerk, but a footnote to this is the urgent care people are also jerks at times because my daughter is a nurse and they are supposed to take the people with the most urgent cases first.
Just like so it's not first come, department. First serve.
Okay. Thanks, man. Thank you. Thanks for being on the judgment zone.
Yes, sir.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
It is justified.
It's justified to go when it's not that urgent, according to you?
Yes, because I work for a doctor's office and a lot of people can't get in the same day. They can't get in for days. Here in New York, I'm from Kentucky, we're in Kentucky, you can get in, now you can't.
Interesting.
And the ER is really, I would say this would be a better question for ER, not for urgent care, because urgent care really is just a place where you can, to me, it's like a doctor's office. I go to urgent care because I haven't been able to get into a doctor here, because every time I call, they're like, you're a new patient, it'll take you 3 months. So I just go to urgent care.
Interesting. All right, there's your take on justified. Thank you. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Is it jerk or justified?
Totally justified. Oh. Our doctor even suggests it because emergency room is for true emergencies. Urgent care is if you can't get into your doctor's, but you don't want to take up space at the emergency room.
But then you're taking up space in the urgent care.
No, if it's a true emergency, you go to the emergency room.
But there are things like a little boo-boo. You can really wait. I mean, come on. You can get into the doctor's office.
Not always. I have tried for weeks, and they told me to go to urgent care. Doctors are so booked up nowadays. Sorry.
I've never had a problem getting into my doctor. Maybe my doctor's not a popular doctor.
There you go.
Maybe you get to find yourself a non-popular doctor.
The lady at the office is just waiting for calls to come in. Trying not to
Sandy
sound too desperate.
Herself?
Well, let me see if we have some openings. Here, let me look.
All right, justified.
Yeah,
thank you.
How's now? Thank you very much. 222-2899 is the number. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Totally justified. Totally. I gotta tell you, trying to get into my primary care physician is crazy insane. You've got to call the number. It goes to Rochester Regional Health Bank of Operators. They send the info to the primary care. They might get back to me within 48 hours.
Wow.
So I'm diabetic. If I have something on my foot that I think might be an infection, you better believe I'm heading to urgent care, because if not, my next trip is the emergency room. So you don't know when someone's boo-boo is a huge deal.
All right, but if you weren't diabetic, if that boo-boo was truly just a boo-boo and you could wait a couple days, you're just filling up the waiting room in the urgent care.
No. You know what? Waiting a few days is waiting for the doctor to get back to me, not for me to get in. Most primary care physicians today, you're talking about, what, a week or so being able to get in if it's urgent. You know, if you're looking for just regular checkup or something, you're looking a month out.
Jerk or justified, what do you think?
I think it's justified.
I think that locks us up. We have a verdict.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.